Now, as we were reporting recently on Radio Kerry, a study by engineering and environmental consultants Malachy Walsh and Partners has found that practices by the agriculture and forestry sectors are the main reasons for the decline in the water quality in the River Field. The river rises in North Cork, flows west for 75 kilometres to Abbey Field and Estoule before entering the sea near Ballybunion. The report was given to Radio Kerry by Brendan Danaher, PRO of the Mountcollins and Brusna Anglers Association. We spoke with Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy, who discussed the main findings and the recommendations. They're far-reaching and wide-ranging recommendations to try and improve the declining water quality on the River Field. Well, I spoke with Brendan Danaher, PRO of the Mountcollins and Brusna Anglers Association, on the report that says farming and forestry are the main reasons for pollution in the river, to get his view on where things need to go from here.
Well, first of all, can I say, Jory, that I think it's a damning report. It's a damning indictment of all those people who are paid to protect this once famous salmon river, a designated salmonite river protected by European and Irish law. But like, there is no implementation. And outside of the fishing on the river now, fellas like me have serious issues with water quality on this river, which has been going down year after year. And again, there seem to be very little reaction in the catchment to this. 25,000 people depend on this river for their drinking water, and unfortunately we have had boil water notice, we've had insecticide, and they tell us that, oh well, it's safe to drink. But in all fairness, Jory, would anybody in their right mind drink water that has pesticide in it? You know. And the other thing is that I would like to thank Malachy Walsh for what I would regard a very fine report.
Which you contributed to, your organisation contributed to, as yes, part of the development of it.
The man that carried out the report is a man called Jor Hayes, and he asked me if I'd accompany him on the river for a day or two, and I no problem in doing that. I was aware of the problems. They're there for 10 or 15 years, and nobody seems to want to listen to me or to my concerns.
What's fishing been like from when you started to where it is now on the field?
Oh, like, it has changed dramatically since the time that I was a child. Like, I mean, when I was a child, the river field was teeming with salmon and sea trout, with smolt and parr and all that, and it's been going down and down and down. I'll give you an example. In 2019, 5,000 salmon came into the river. Last year, 3,000 salmon came in.
Dramatic difference.
Yeah.
Would you concede there are other issues outside of the field catchment area out at sea for that reduction?
Well, there is, of course. Yeah,
overfishing, super trawlers, conditions, warming of the oceans, different patterns, all those sort of things.
I understand all that. The fact that the breeding ground and the feeding grounds for salmon have been found in Greenland and the Faroe Islands, but in fairness to those, they have a plan in place for the past number of years where they pay the drift net fishermen there, who are indigenous people in that area, to have set aside, and they have allowed thousands of salmon to enter rivers all over Europe. So that's a plan or monetary assistance to those people have been done by the likes of NASCO and those people, which Irish anglers have contributed to. But the real problem is that when salmon come into the river field and spawn, they lay eggs, obviously. Like, now the survival rate of those fish is extremely poor, and especially if the gravel-laden rivers
Disturbed and damaged, as we saw in the report as well. Water taken out in an unauthorised way, you know, it's meant to be done through inland fish. That goes back to your level of your comment about enforcement and all of that, of all the rules and regulations. The recommendations being made in this report, changing land use or practices to substantially reduce pollutants into watercourses, commercial forestry, conifers shouldn't be planted next to watercourses. I had the head of Quilcha, head of business development at Quilcha on the programme a month or so back, talking about their new 20-year vision for Quilcha, and a big part of that was planting conifers. Yeah. And I talked about, it says only native forestry, oak, ash, hazel, capable of producing valuable timber. That's not Quilcha's view. Quilcha's view, in the cold, hard commercial reality, we're going to have to continue with Sitka spruce if we want to develop our industry, continue to earn money, provide timber for the lumber sectors and for the building sectors and all of those things. So it's recommending big changes to the commercial way in which we have been doing things.
Yeah, that is Quilter's position. I'm fully aware of that. I'm aware at this very minute. I'm fighting them on the planning application, where they have a planning application for 50 acres of Sitka spruce on the banks of the River Feel, which will enter a designated salmonite fishery, a special area of conservation, and they will spread rock phosphate and cypermethrin. That is their policy, and it is government.
They're allowed to do it. It's legal. They have derogation.
And it's government policy. But if we continue down that road, I would argue it can no longer be business as usual. If it is business as usual, the water supply for 25,000 people on the River Feel are going to be under serious threat. At the minute, the polluted water is entering the water treatment system in Abbey Feel. There's a huge amount of chemicals being used to make that water safe for drinking purposes.
Yeah.
And so where do we go there? Is the health of the local people as important as Sitka spruce
Let me ask the same question on the farming side of it. There needs to be better enforcement regulations, including relating to slurry spreading and water quality, and also there needs to be low intensity farming with little or no fertilizer used to promote a more diverse grassland that is healthier for livestock. You're talking about it's the debate that's going on nationally right now: emissions targets for the agri sector, reducing nitrates going into our land and runoff into our waterways to try and tackle the pollution. Big issues, a lot of pushback against it, because you're talking about changing the way people have been doing things for years. It's a big ask, and the commercial impact as well on Mount Collins and Brosna, on North Kerry and West Limerick.
It's a huge ask for rural Ireland. The farmers in the field catchment, for example, are farming on very marginal land, where the profit margin must be extremely tight, if it's there at all.